Rewind it back here. So, how did you find out that you like dancing? Like, did you just
From when I
find?
was a child.
Yeah.
I my
I think
mom.
that's just built in Mauritian people as well. You know what I mean?
Not all, but a lot.
Every Mauritian person I
I
know.
do know another girl that's Mauritian and she just loves dancing.
Dancing, yeah. I mean, yeah, we do have our culture does love dancing a lot. For me, apparently, well, I started walking when I was 10 months. So I think from then I just always danced.
You're
Yeah.
dancing when you're 10 months.
Yeah. Well, maybe not 10 months. I was actually walking at 10 months, but by one I think I was starting to, do a little
I
bop.
get you, really.
So yeah, from when I was a child I loved dancing. And then you know what? I was disconnected from dancing for a long time. So I used to, go to Mauritian parties, like family gatherings and stuff. I used to dance there and all of that. But it was never anything serious. It was just like party time with the family and stuff. So yeah, for a very long time, I was disconnected from dance. And then I think during lockdown,
What got you back into it?
I was watching videos on Instagram. You're bored at home just watching videos and stuff. And I saw this video of a guy and a girl dancing, and I loved the choreo and I tried to learn it. It was tough because it was back at a time where I didn't even know how to learn on a video. It was something new to me. So I was learning the choreo. I did it. And then I even messaged the guy, the
Nice.
teacher. I messaged, he's a teacher, dance teacher. And yeah, I messaged him and a shout out to Will 2K.
Shout out, man.
Yeah.
You're the G, you're
Shout
the
out,
God. So yeah, that's
man. I'll
literally
see your
how
video after, don't worry.
that's how I got back into dancing. Just reaching out to him, started doing private classes with him just to get my confidence
Oh,
up.
shit. Oh, okay.
And then went to his dance classes. He started his company as I started like joined like when I joined, that's when he started his company as well. And then yeah.
Nice.
Been
What's
yeah.
his company? Is
It's called
something that
VST.
people know? Oh, that's the VST thing.
Cool.
Okay, yeah, no. You must have seen loads of VST stuff, no? I think I've
Oh,
shown
you
you
have
some.
come across it.
Yeah, they mainly do
Yeah.
Afro.
Mainly do Afro,
Yeah,
yeah.
Afro
Okay, okay, okay.
House. Yeah.
And
So there was a video that I did in a parking lot. Just because, not that I had to do it in a parking lot, but it was just what was available and I was like, oh, let me just do that. Like for me, it's just I dance anywhere, anytime. I
You
don't
don't
care.
try and overthink it too much.
Yeah, I don't really care. Like, even
Yeah,
if the
that's
background
fair.
is not nice, whatever, like,
Yeah, like this car park outside, I don't know.
yeah,
It
whatever.
looks really
It's like if
cool.
I'm feeling like dancing, I'm gonna dance.
Yeah, I mean, I do some of my dance videos in parks and stuff, and like I just find a nice view and stuff like that. And one time, one of my friends was just like, "Oh yeah, you're the one that dances at
In
random
parks.
parks," and I'm just there like, "Yeah,
Well, I
it's
didn't
your
get
last spot
noticed for
you guys,
that.
isn't it? It's cool,
Exactly.
that's cool. Like, what's wrong with that?"
Oh
I'm just
yeah.
saying, like, yeah,
Yeah,
so.
so I was in a parking lot and I was wearing some heels and on the video they looked big and just everyone was on me because I was wearing like big like shoes that were bigger than my size. And I was like, what's your fascination with that? Like, it's not even about that. Like, why are you so focused on the shoes?
But I guess for you it works out because then you get more engagement and stuff, right? So you're just
Exactly.
like, yeah, whatever, that's fair game.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's another thing that people, you know what? I honestly don't get a lot of bad comments. Just like comments like, oh, go and do your curry and like, why are you dancing? Are you
Oh, like a
helping?
little bit of
Are
racist
you,
stuff.
yeah, are you helping your mom out? Are you, cooking and
You have
just
to go
stupid
back at
stuff.
9 p.m. and stuff like
Yeah. Just stupid things like that, honestly.
that. And you're
But
like
they're
the
kind of,
opposite to that person as well, so it's a little
yeah.
bit it's a
Kind of
bit
pushes
jarring for
you
you.
to like just go even harder, you know what I mean? In a way.
To be honest, those kind of comments don't push me to do harder. Nothing pushes me to do harder than my own will.
Yeah,
So,
man. Oh,
yeah.
she's the ruler of her
I mean, for me
district.
anyway, that would just make me like, go,
Yeah.
you know what? I'm just gonna stunt on it. You know what I mean? Like, just.
For me, you know what? My biggest critique
You know what?
out.
That's a masculine trait right there, mate.
It might be.
Yeah, it is. It's the ego.
It's the ego, mate.
It's the ego. I don't have it. I don't care. But my biggest
Masculine
critique, I'll say, is my dad.
fuck.
My biggest critique is my dad. And yeah, with my dad, I do get like a bit like, oh, what, you're right? I'll show you then. With my dad
Okay.
only, I get that out. There's no one else in the
Well,
world.
he
That's to do
doesn't
that.
like your videos and stuff, yeah.
No. He likes. You know what? He likes my dancing. He follows me on TikTok and stuff.
Oh, so he supports you, but
Yeah,
he's
he
not your
supports me,
biggest
but doesn't
critic.
really say much.
Oh,
Just,
okay.
he's that kind of dad. Like, doesn't talk much. So it's
Yeah,
like,
but then he'll go and just be like, "Yeah, I like that."
yeah, he's gonna like my stuff on TikTok, but he still
But he didn't
doesn't
say
say
anything.
anything. I think he was plotting because when I went back to see the video, because when it happened, it happened, and I just, you know. But when I went back to see the video, they were meant to be walking straight, and I think he saw me from far, and he told his friend, "Let's go this way." He was plotting it, and then that pissed me more off, because I was like, okay, so you were literally trying to, you know, annoy me. Yeah,
just get on your nerves, basically.
Literally.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe...
Or just get an interaction, like I was saying before, like, you know, they're trying to practice and...
Maybe it's just like, maybe it's just me, I got pissed off, and maybe someone else would have been like...
Tolerant.
Tolerant, yeah.
But you're just not like that, innit?
I used to be very patient with people. I feel like...
Like a people pleaser kind of thing.
Not people pleaser. I never used to be a people pleaser, but I used to be more tolerant, and I feel like... I feel like now, it's like I'm seeing... That how disrespectful people can be when you're too tolerant, you know. So it's like, no, I'm not going to be as tolerant.
That's why there are so many opportunists nowadays, because they know that loads of people are tolerant and they're kind of like just sitting back and letting life happen to them. Whereas like you're kind of like trying to take charge and
No.
I guess there's boundaries as well.
I'm big on boundaries.
And obviously, they cross the boundaries.
Oh, and I wanted to talk about that actually. So, you went to carnival, didn't you?
Yeah.
Obviously, you're a dancer, so that's why you went to carnival, right?
Yeah, I had a performance.
You had a performance though.
Oh, which carnival was this?
Notting Hill Carnival.
The main carnival.
I wasn't meant to go. I don't like going carnival. It's just too crowded.
Because you had a performance, you went out there looking for whatever.
Yeah.
All right, and what happened at carnival?
So a few people recognized me, and I was shocked. I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is weird. Like, it felt so weird. So some of the people just came to say hi, which was really nice. Like I said, I respect that, and I thought it was sweet of them.
And they spend time on your content.
So exactly. Like, so it's like you spend time watching me, giving me
like, some fans like, out there.
Yeah, literally, I didn't know. So it's like when you're seeing like people coming to you, like I said, it's nice, but obviously those people feel like they know me.
Because they spend so much time with you, isn't it?
Exactly. They see me on a regular basis on my page, but I don't know them.
Yeah.
So it's like I have to be mindful, because I have to protect my energy. I have to protect myself. So some of them wanted to shake my hand. Yeah. And I didn't want to, because I don't know who you are. It's like, I'm very mindful of that. I don't like touching people that I don't know. And when you're a person like me, that I am very sensitive to energies. So
you're going to have to explain that sensitive to energy thing.
So if someone could touch me there, and I'll feel like a little, like something that I don't like. And it's not everyone.
Is it like, do you mean if they've like gone through something, or if they're like not a good person, you don't want
them
interacting with you?
I definitely feel that. I don't like it.
Like, do you get a sense of like it's not a good vibe?
Yeah.
And that automatically makes you...
I freeze. I'm like, I move back. I'm like this. I tense up.
But then most people obviously haven't gone through like a spiritual awakening, right? So they're kind of like, aren't you shaking my hand? Like, I'm literally a fan of yours.
Yeah. So some people was like, oh, is it because of COVID?
And you made a video about it, and obviously that probably pissed people off even more.
Probably, but I'm like, I had to say it because
if you went to another event,
exactly. If you see me, I'm happy to talk, you know, but just respect my boundaries. Just respect. When I say I don't want to touch you, I don't want you to touch me, respect me.
And I guess people think that's rude as well, right?
No, but that's
their norm is, let's shake hands.
You know what? It's like, I realized after that event that because people don't have boundaries. So when you're a person that has boundaries, people look at you like, oh, you think you're all that.
No, I don't think
I'm all that.
Yeah.
I've been through things, and now I'm trying to protect myself.
Yeah.
Because I need to. No one else is going to do it except me.